بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعنها رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت: ما ضرب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم شيئا قط بيده ولا امرأة ولا خادما إلا أن يجاهد في سبيل الله، وما نيل منه شيء قط فينتقم من صاحبه إلا أن ينتهك شيء من محارم الله تعالى فينتقم لله تعالى. رواه مسلم. سیدنا عائشہ صدیقہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ narrates that رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم never struck anyone with his hand. He didn't strike any person with his hand. Not a woman, not a servant. In other words, he didn't hit any of his wives, he didn't abuse him physically, he didn't strike anyone of his wives, nor any of his servants. إِلَّا أَن يُجَاهِدَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, except when he was waging jihad in the path of Allah. And never did Rasulullah take revenge from anyone who harmed him, except if any of the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was violated, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would take revenge for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To take revenge is permissible, of course there's masail governing that, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam shows us the supreme character that he had, the noble character he had, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would endure the harm that was inflicted upon him, and he would be patient, he would make sabr. So except in the battlefield where he has to fight the enemy, he would fight the enemy. But in his home and amongst the people, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam never strike any person. He didn't take revenge. He would forgive the person. He would tolerate it. He would make sabr. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: كنت أمشي مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعليه برد نجراني غليظ الحاشية. أنس رضي الله عنه says, I was walking with Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. النبي الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم had a shawl from Najran, a Najrani cloak, a shawl, غليظ الحاشية, which had thick borders, thick edges. فأدركه أعرابي سلني a Bedouin. He seized Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. He got hold of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فجبذه بردائه جبدة شديدة, and he began to pull Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم very violently. فنظرت إلى صفحة عاتق النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقد أثرت بها حاشية الرداء من شدة جبذته. Anas رضي الله عنه says, I could see the shoulder or the neck of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the surface of the neck of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where the edges of the shawl had made an imprint on the neck of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because this Bedouin, he tugged Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam very violently, he pulled Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the shawl, so the edges of the shawl made a mark on the neck of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. ثم قال يا محمد. Then this Bedouin now shouts at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he says, "O Muhammad, murli min malillahi alladhi indak. Command for me, tell your sahaba to give me Allah's wealth which is in your possession." He's not asking in a nice way that give me some assistance and help. You see, that wealth that Allah, it belongs to Allah, which is kept by you, command your sahaba to give me. فَالْتَفَتَ إِلَيْهِ Rasulullah then turned to him. فَضُحِكَ Nabi some smiles at him. ثم أمر له بعطاء, and Nabi Kareem some commands the Sahaba to give him something. متفقون عليه. So here again we see the superior character of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. In fact, he smiles at this Bedouin, and he gives the Bedouin who was so rude to him and confronted him in such a harsh way, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم did not take any intiqam. That's why Allah تعالى says in the Quran, ادفع بالتي هي أحسن. You should resist with that which is best. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كأني أنظر إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يحكي نبيا من الأنبياء صلوات الله وسلامه عليهم ضربه قومه فأدموه وهو يمسح الدم عن وجهه ويقول اللهم اغفر لقومي فإنهم لا يعلمون. متفق عليه. حضرت عبدالله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه says, as though I can picture رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم narrating a story on an incident of one of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Ulama say this could refer to Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam or Rasulullah himself, where he was giving an event, relating an event to his people, where his people struck him, they hit him, and they made him bleed. And the Nabi of Allah was wiping off the blood from his face and he was saying, "Oh Allah, forgive my people. Oh Allah, forgive my people. They do not know what they are doing." So again, the forbearance, the mercy, the patience of Rasulullah and the tolerance he had, and how he turned away from the ignorant person. He overlooked his the mistakes and his faults, and he forgave the person. And the last hadith in this chapter, وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ليس الشديد بالسرعة إنما الشديد الذي يملك نفسه عند الغضب. A strong person is not one who is a wrestler and who pins his opponent on the ground. A strong person is one who suppresses his anger. And this we did last night. We explained about anger, the cure for anger, the remedy for anger when a person becomes angry. First thing person should say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. I seek protection in Allah from shaitan, the curse, because anger is from shaitan. Anger is from shaitan. So we're seeking Allah's protection. Person is standing, he should sit. If you're sitting, lie down, make wudu. Move away from that place. Suppress your anger, because if you do not suppress your anger, then you will also retaliate. There'll be a fight. Somebody might hurt some person, injure some person, might kill the person, and there'll be unnecessary problems. Therefore, Rasulullah SAW said that person who suppresses his anger, Allah will suppress his anger from him on the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillah.